Welcome to the pre-match edition of the Inside Elland Road podcast, 48 hours before the only show in town at Leeds United v Sheffield United. Biggest game of the season for Leeds, biggest game Elland Road has staged for a long, long time, and a huge amount of anticipation and attention in Sheffield and in Leeds as we count down towards that game. And we were at Thorpe Arch earlier today to speak to Marcelo Bielsa and also to hear the thoughts about Matthias Klik before a match which could ultimately define the top two places in the Championship and could ultimately define the season for Leeds United and the season for Chris Wilder's Sheffield United. Bielsa's up first, keeping his cards close to his chest and very much keeping his powder dry as well, not wanting to make too much of this game and not wanting to join in with the hype or to fuel it any more than he had to. No word on any fresh injuries, and from what he was saying, I think we're probably looking at an unchanged lineup again, although unusually for him, no confirmation of what his exact team will be. But he had a lot to say about Sheffield United and Chris Wilder, a little bit to say on the pressure that the players are going to face and the challenge for them of coping with that and handling with that, and ultimately looked very, very relaxed.
Pontus Janssen has tweeted this week that for some of the players on Saturday it will be the biggest game of their lives. From your perspective, just how big do you feel this game is, and how significant would it be if you could pick up 3 points?
Janssen y otros jugadores publicaron, reprodujeron un mensaje que salió en las redes sociales diciendo que el partido del sábado era el más importante de su vida. ¿Piensa usted que será importante si Leeds consigue una victoria?
Todas las victorias son importantes y ninguna es definitoria en este momento de la competencia.
All wins are important and no win is more important than another at this moment of the competition.
Que no sean que el análisis indique que no son definitorias.
The analysis that says that it's not that important.
Más que importante, definitorias, que a todo o nada. Yo quiero establecer la diferencia entre importante y definitoria.
The analysis that shows that it is not crucial.
No quiere decir que no la vayamos a sentir de ese modo, a vivir de ese modo.
It doesn't mean that we, even if it's not a crucial game, it doesn't mean that we won't live it as a crucial game.
There's a lot of excitement and hype around this game with the fans. Even with all your years of experience in the game, do you still get excited by a match like this, Marcelo?
Hay mucho entusiasmo entre los hinchas. ¿Usted siente un entusiasmo también?
Sí, por supuesto.
Yes, of course.
9 games to go in the season. The expectancy is rising. The pressure is building. But do you feel as though that pressure is bringing out the best in your players? Are they thriving on the pressure?
Quedan 9 partidos por jugar. Hay más presión, más expectativas. ¿Usted piensa que esa presión y esa expectativa saca lo mejor de los jugadores?
Por el tipo de institución que es Leeds, siempre tuvimos la sensación de que cada partido era fundamental.
Taking into account the club we are in, every game is very important.
Por supuesto que el fin de la liga aumenta las valoraciones de cada partido.
And of course, it is we are reaching the final of this competition. Every game becomes more important.
Lo que tenemos que tener en claro es que todo lo que hicimos de aquí para atrás nos permite buscar el final de la competencia del modo en que vamos a hacerlo.
Perdón,
también lo que hicimos de aquí para atrás es muy importante.
What we've done so far is important too.
porque nos permite ubicarnos en este lugar de expectativa en el que estamos.
Because it allows us to be in this position now.
Chris Wilder has been very complimentary about Marcelo and about Leeds ahead of the game. What have you made of Sheffield United this season and the job that Chris Wilder has done there?
El entrenador de Sheffield habló bien de Leeds y de lo que ha hecho. ¿Y qué opinión tiene usted del entrenador de Sheffield?
Bueno, los entrenadores hablan por sus equipos.
The teams talk about the head coach they have.
Sheffield United es uno de los equipos del que yo he aprendido durante esta temporada.
Teams says a lot about the head coach they have, and I've learned a lot from Sheffield United. It's one of the team from which I've learned the most this season.
Tiene una forma de jugar novedosa.
So they have a new style of playing.
Ha mantenido su estilo durante toda la temporada.
They have been faithful to their style during all season.
Ha sacado lo mejor de cada uno de sus jugadores.
Each player is giving the best of himself.
Y si uno observa la trayectoria de esos jugadores antes de esta temporada, nota claramente una evolución.
And if you have a look at the players of Sheffield before this season, you see clearly an evolution.
Nosotros el partido en que nos enfrentamos lo ganamos muy ajustadamente.
When we won against them, when we played against them, it was a hard win.
Muy probablemente sin merecerlo.
And probably we didn't deserve to win.
Para nosotros es un gran desafío volver a jugar contra este equipo y poder e intentar superarlo.
And for us it's a big challenge to play again against them and to try to win the game.
Marcelo, the atmosphere on Saturday will be intense. Do you have any techniques to help your players cope with that so that they think rationally rather than with their emotions?
El ambiente va a ser muy intenso el sábado. ¿Usted tiene una técnica para que sus jugadores asimilen esto y que usen más el cerebro que la emoción?
Respecto de la pregunta anterior, aclare que yo lo que ganarles ya les ganamos, que el objetivo ahora es superarlos para ganarles.
Dominarlo y ganarlo.
Claro, superarlos, no dominarlos.
Our goal for the it's a complement to the previous answer. Our goal is to overcome Sheffield and to win them. To win against them.
Do you want to read a question? Yeah. It's going to be an intense atmosphere on Saturday. So, do you have any techniques, Marcelo, to help your players cope and think rationally as opposed to with their emotions when it comes to such a game?
Tiene una técnica, va a ser un ambiente intenso en el estadio. ¿Tiene usted una técnica para que los jugadores reaccionen racionalmente y no emocionalmente?
Bueno, las decisiones se piensan, pero la energía para ejecutarla se consigue, se busca en las emociones.
You think about rationally about the decisions, but the energy to realize your decision, you get this energy through emotions.
Yo valoro mucho las emociones que producen los grandes partidos.
For me, the emotion that you get from big games are very important.
Y el equipo actual de Leeds tiene una experiencia suficiente como para que confiemos en que saben manejar los estados de ánimo.
And our players have enough experience to manage this kind of game, this kind of situation.
When you played Sheffield United last time, Marcelo, you said there were things that Chris Wilder does that you would like to do. What is it about their style of play that you would like to do, but you said that you couldn't with Leeds?
Usted en el primer partido usted dijo que había cosas que hacía el entrenador de Sheffield que a usted le gustaría hacer. ¿Cuáles son?
Bueno, yo prefiero dejar esa respuesta para después del partido.
I'd rather answer to this question after the game.
Creo que los elogios que mi sincera posición ya la expresé.
I think I expressed what was my sincere position.
Los matices del juego del rival no quisiera desarrollarlos hoy.
And I don't want to talk today about the nuances of the game of the opponent.
Pero un observador atento percibe que es un equipo que juega distinto.
Any observer that looks at them sees that it's a team with a different style.
And Jack Clark, you were asked about Marcelo this week. Have you made a decision as to whether he might be involved on Saturday?
Hablamos de Clark al inicio de esta semana. Ya tomó su decisión para saber si va a entrar en el grupo o no.
Hoy juega.
He's going to play today.
Vamos a ver cómo asimila el tiempo de juego y en función de eso voy a decidir.
We'll see how we assimilate the game and I'll take a decision after that.
Thanks, Marcelo.
Bill, a lot of teams, Marcelo, come and sit deep against you and allow you to play with the ball. Do you think Sheffield United will come and attack on Saturday?
Muchos equipos que juegan contra Leeds esperan en su propio campo. ¿Usted piensa que va a atacar Sheffield?
Una de las características de Sheffield es que ataca sin dejar de defender y que defiende sin dejar de atacar.
One of the features of Sheffield is that they attack without stopping defending and they defend without stopping attacking.
Norwich got an early goal at Elland Road. You got an early goal against West Brom. Both seem to make a big difference to those games. How important is the start of this game going to be for both sides?
Norwich, el partido contra Norwich, Norwich marcó un gol temprano y Leeds contra West Bromwich marcó un gol temprano. ¿Va a ser importante marcar un gol temprano en este partido?
Son partidos entre equipos de poderío similar. Y más allá de el momento en que se convierta un gol, lo importante es que ese gol signifique ir ganando el partido, ¿no?
Both teams have similar strength. It doesn't matter when you score the goal. What matters is if you win, if you're winning or not.
Hay lo que quiero decir es que si el gol se produce antes o después es importante, pero más importante es que el gol habilite a ir ganando el partido.
If you score a goal sooner or later, it's important, but the most important thing is that this goal allows you to win the game.
Chris Wilder said today that he thinks that Leeds have been the best team in the division for the past 8 months. How much of a compliment is that, and do you agree with him?
El entrenador de Sheffield dice que Leeds es el mejor equipo de los últimos 8 meses. ¿Está de acuerdo con él?
A mí me cuesta referirme a mi equipo estableciendo superioridad respecto de los otros equipos de la liga.
I don't like to make comments on my team telling that we are superior or not to another to other teams.
Thank you.
Joe, can I just ask how the injured players are getting along and if there's any other team news ahead of Saturday's game?
¿Alguna novedad sobre los lesionados?
No puedo decirle nada diferente. Evolucionan ahora sí en la recta final de su periodo de curación.
They're evolving, but they are in the final stage of their recovery, but I can't say much more.
In recent games, your efficiency in front of goal has been much better. Is that the result of any particular work you've been doing in the training ground, or is it just sort of keeping the pace with the current process?
En los últimos partidos hubo más eficiencia. ¿Eso se debe a un trabajo específico que se hace en el entrenamiento o se debe a la suerte?
No responde a un trabajo específico.
No, we haven't done any specific work on it.
Y tampoco creo que responda a la suerte.
And I don't think it's linked to the fate either.
A pretty calm and understated press conference from Bielsa, but it seems evident that the players are feeling the excitement of this game more than him, or certainly showing it publicly. The comments from Pontus Janssen after the win at Reading on Tuesday night, saying that he wanted the supporters in the ground an hour before kickoff, and Matthijs Kleek speaking today, telling us that this is the biggest game he's ever played, and that this season has put more pressure on him than he's ever experienced before. But he thinks it's been good for him. He thinks it's been good for the team, and all in all, extremely confident that Leeds are going to do the business on Saturday and will put themselves 5 points clear going into the international break. This is what Kleek had to say. Fingers crossed for the weekend. Hope everybody enjoys the game and we'll see you afterwards.
Right. So Saturday, top of the table, clash, big Yorkshire derby. How important is it and how big a game is it in terms of your career?
It's going to be one of the most important games probably for me and for everyone else in the dressing room, I guess, because everyone knows how important game is as a derby. We won there 1-0, so definitely they're gonna try to win. But I think we're ready for the game, and I hope we're gonna win.
Can you give us an insight into the mood in the dressing room? Because with each game, the pressure increases, the importance of each game. But are the players enjoying that? Are they enjoying the extra pressure, the expectancy that goes with it, and being involved in this promotion race?
Yeah, everyone enjoyed it, and me personally, I really enjoyed it, because obviously in football you need pressure. It keeps you going, and I think it's weird to say, but even maybe if we lost QPR game, it motivated us to destroy West Brom at home, and I just really hope we're gonna play the same game, and we're gonna win. We need an early goal, obviously. It helps us, and really can't wait for the game. Everyone is excited, and too bad it's not the 8 o'clock game. It's 12:30, but yeah, we're gonna be ready, and it's gonna be nice afternoon. I hope so.
Does this game come at the perfect time for the team? You're in a really good vein of form at the moment, playing with a lot of confidence. Is it the perfect time for such an important game?
Sheffield is winning as well. We are winning, so obviously we're in good form. We're winning games. We have clean sheets, and we're scoring a lot of goals recently. So I just really, 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 really hope that we're gonna keep this, and we're gonna play the same like we played last couple of games, because we were good, we were strong, and we didn't allow our opponents to do much. So we'll see in the weekend, but I think we're gonna be all right.
You had a difficult start to your Leeds career. Does it make you appreciate the good times even more, because it's been a remarkable turnaround? You've become such a key part of the team, scoring lots of goals. Does it make you embrace everything that's gone on this season even more?
It's really nice, good season for me, and obviously all of you, all Leeds supporters, didn't expect that, but I thought I can be part of the team, and last season I could also be part of the team, but I wasn't. This year is different, and I got a chance, and I enjoyed it, being on the pitch. I enjoyed to be part of the such a huge club as Leeds United, and I came here last year to do it. I couldn't do it. This year, it's probably my best season of my life. So I just hope it's gonna end well.
Has Marcelo Bielsa transformed your career? You're 9 games away from being a Premier League footballer.
Not only me, I think. There's a lot of players in dressing room, they never played Premier League, and everyone knows the best league in the world, and everyone want to be there. But it's not only us, it's a couple more teams in Championship want to be there, and it's a very long journey, and we'll see how it ends. But we're very, very positive and very, very strong at the moment, so I'm very optimistic.
And the goals have flowed this season. How important has that been for you? Is that something that's very important part of your game, scoring goals?
Yeah. It never been, because I never scored so many goals, to be fair. This season is the most goals I ever scored in one season, and it's not finished yet, so I hope I will get some more. But if you tell me before season that we will automatically promote with 0 goals for me, then I would take it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mateus, can you compare the pressure of this season with any other time in your career?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's the biggest pressure I ever had.
How do you deal with it?
Hard to say. I've been quite busy last couple months with the baby, so maybe it helped me a lot. But hard to tell. Just every day, I can feel the pressure, but it motivates me personally, and I want to go on the pitch and just keep going and keep winning games, because that's the way you want to do it.
Yeah, Marcelo's got confidence in you that you've got enough experience, all of you, to deal with this situation. You've been at the top nearly all season. So what do you do to sort of lighten the mood now again with the players? Do you have a laugh, or is it quite serious?
No, we always have a laugh. Even if we lost a couple of games, we had a laugh as well. But yeah, as you said, we've been on the top of the table for the almost whole season so far, and kind of used to it, and we want to keep winning games to still be there in May, because we play for it, and everyone in Leeds, in the city, will be very excited about it, and I know the pressure from the fans is even more, getting even more and more in their weeks. But that's a football, that's a big club, everyone has big expectation, and would be really nice to finish the season well.
There've been some incredible atmospheres already this season. Can you actually believe it'll be even bigger on Saturday?
Yeah. As I said, it's too bad this game is 12:30, because probably 8 o'clock under lights would be even better. But yeah, I can imagine it's gonna be a fantastic atmosphere, because so far at home games were something else.
And are fans coming up to you, Mateus, and talking to you about this game? Are they saying, go on, you got to win this, you got to do this?
Yeah, they talk about every game that we need to win, because they're expecting us to win 46 games. But yeah, it's a very tough league, very long season, and obviously you cannot win every game. But we were trying to win every game, and we're going to try to win Saturday.
And just finally for me, Mateus, Chris Wilder, the Sheffield United head coach, has said that Leeds have probably been the best team for the last 8 months. Do you believe you are the best team?
Yeah, I believe that. I agree. But still 9 games to go, and if season ends now, it would be nice, but it's not, and we need to keep fighting, because the last 9 games are going to be most important, because the previous 37 doesn't matter anymore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It is an early kick-off, but Pontus Janssen was asking the supporters to come an hour early on Saturday. Do you hope that they do, and do you think that could make a difference?
Pontus said, I know, after the game, and it would be really nice to see them as we get in the stadium. But I can imagine it's going to be very, very nice atmosphere already from the hotel to the ground, and probably they're going to be there.
Do you think, though, as players on both sides, Leeds and Sheffield United, you all have to, as we say in England, play the game rather than the occasion, not get too wrapped up in the emotion of it?
Yeah, I know it's derby. I know it's big derby for fans, but for us it's just another game, and we need to we need to play like every other game, because obviously if you have too much emotion in the football game, then it's not good. And we know what to do, and probably Sheffield know what to do as well. So I'm expecting very open game and a win.
You won the Dutch Cup earlier in your career. How much does that experience, the build up to it, and how you prepared for it and coped with it, how much does that help for a weekend like this?
It helps, because I remember, but to be fair, the pressure on us in the cup final wasn't that much, because we played against Ajax, small club in Holland, so no one expected us to win. This way is different, because everyone expects us to go up, because we're Leeds United, so it's different. But it's I think it's pressure, as I said before, very very good and could be useful, because it could motivate every player, because I know there's a lot of players they cannot handle pressure, but I think we're handling the pressure quite well. And I just as I said, can't wait for the Saturday.
You spoke about the West Brom win, but how good did it feel the first half on Tuesday night at Reading, and how important was it to play like that coming into a game like this?
Yeah, I would love to have this half time every game, because obviously as you know, when we score first goal, we won every game, and it helps a lot. But it's not only us, because I think the first goal in Championship is massive, because then it's easier to play. And it would be nice to score first goal against Sheffield. Maybe not that quick like West Brom, but I will take everything and a win in the end, obviously, because that's the thing that matters.
Thank you.
Tex, you've played just about every single game this year. How much confidence does that give you as a player, given that someone of Marcelo Bielsa's stature has placed his faith in you like that?
A lot. Yeah. As a player, if I have confidence from the coach like this, then I feel much better on the pitch. Because I used to have coaches when I play one bad game and straight on the bench, straight on the stands. So it don't really help. And even if you had not the best game and then you're still playing, then it helps you, because obviously you can on the pitch you can show yourself. And you can show your skills, but if you play a bad game and you go straight on the bench, then you're kind of afraid to show yourself on the pitch. You don't want to make mistakes, but if you don't want to make mistakes, then you cannot play your game. So it helps a lot, and I'm very, very happy with the season.
And how important do you think all the fitness work pre-season and during the season has been, and what sort of part has that played in Leeds being at the top of the table?
Massive, I think, because as you can see, most of the teams after 65-70 minutes they get less power than we have, and we scored a lot of goals after 90 minutes, and we have power, and we can play almost 90 minutes on the high intensity and our style, because we dominated almost every game so far this season. I think the only one game this season was Sheffield had more ball position there than we had, but we won a game, so all right.
Can I just ask you about Pablo Hernandez? How well is he playing in your opinion, and how influential has he been to you to learn from someone like that in terms of the things he does on the pitch?
Yeah, I think Pablo is our best player and probably one of the best in the whole league, so it's very nice to have him, to play with him, because if you have good footballers around you, it's easier to play, and it's a pleasure to play with him.
You're quite close in the goal scoring charts, you versus Pablo, but I guess it'd be quite nice to finish above him, but obviously the main thing is to get the team promoted.
Yeah, exactly. I can pass to Pablo and he can score goals. As long as we're winning games, no problem for me.
Can I just ask you about Matheus Bogarts? You know, obviously come in January, he's started really well for the under-23s. Did you speak to him? Have you had any advice, obviously being a young Polish playmaker like yourself?
Yeah, we talk. When he trained with us and he's around, then we always talk. I try to help him and try to translate as well. And it's not like I can give him any advice, because he's 17 and he's going to be probably better than me. So he... but... if he needs anything, I'm here for him, and I'm really, really curious about him, because he looks like a good player.
Did you speak to him before he came? Did you tell him about Leeds United at all? Or?
He talked. He was here, and we talked, and he asked me about the club and everything, and I think I did well.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Thanks.